says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to our show, folks. You're tuned in to the live Trump phenomenon. We're live Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 8 to 9 here in the Central Time Zone where I am in North Dakota. And it's a call-in show. It's always a call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. And I invite you to call in now. The engineers here at Republic Broadcasting Network will take your calls, and you can listen to the show. You're not inconvenienced. You can listen to the show while you're on the phone so you don't miss anything and you're current and up-to-date with the conversation when you do come on the air. We have with us, so far, we have Paul Fromm with us from Canada. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Go ahead, Paul.
Jamie, I don't think George is with us yet, right?
No, not yet.
I'd like to ask, I've been following on and off today the horrific shootings in Dallas, and the fact that CNN held off at least 4 hours before it showed us a picture of the shooter, though they did have his name. I believe they were actually trying to play down the fact he's a black, white-hating individual. It was much more fun to join Barack Hussein Obama in excoriating the white policemen in Baton Rouge and St. Paul, Minnesota, for the shooting of two Negro people they were trying to arrest. Those were captured on cell phone video, and I would say both instances are somewhat inconclusive, and they have to be investigated. But already it was a boo-hoo-hoo moment about the persecution of blacks. I don't think it was any such thing. But then came the shooting in Dallas, and it seemed that immediately the spin that CNN and the talking heads that they had was that it's about gun control. Then it turns out that the shooter was black, a man who apparently made statements that he hated police, hated whites. I'm just wondering, has Donald Trump made a statement yet?
I don't have any audio from Donald Trump today, but the police chief of Dallas, is intriguing to hear him say he actually accurately quoted comments from the shooter during the time that the hostage negotiator kept him on the phone, uh-huh. And kept him talking. The black police chief of Dallas said this, that the shooter said he hated white people. He wanted to kill white people. He wanted to kill white cops, especially. So that was remarkable to add that they actually related that to us. And I know, folks, Paul Fromm knows Texas very well. He's lived in Texas at times during his life, and so he really knows Texas. So this, I'm sure, really shook you, Paul. And you know Dallas very well.
Yes.
Going all the way back to the days of the Texas Rangers, you don't shoot Texas cops. And this is shaking people up in Texas and, of course, across the country. And, you know, in our show yesterday, one of the things we touched upon was the idea, Kevin McDonald's research that shows that forcing people into multiracial, multicultural societies produces social disintegration and warfare, social warfare. And Dallas, in the last 24 hours, is an illustration of that. this person simply wanted to kill white people because they're white.
Yeah, and are we going to have a comment from the President of the United States denouncing racism? He was all but calling the police in Baton Rouge and in St. Paul, Minnesota, racist. He was saying, well, you know, we've got to do better. Certain communities, meaning blacks and Hispanics, are afforded a different level of policing. Perhaps police look at them with a certain degree of apprehension because blacks and Hispanics commit crime way out of proportion to their share of the population. Now, they're not all violent or bad, of course. But those are real characteristics. I wonder if we're going to hear anything from Obama other than just sympathizing with people with the families who've lost their loved ones. Of course. But are we going to get any preaching from him? It'd be very interesting to hear.
Well, you know, we're already getting preaching from Jesse Jackson, and the.
You mean the marriage counselor to the Clintons?
Yeah.
The same one.
Yeah, the same one, and the same one whose son was run out of Chicago for corruption. The Pat Buchanan has a column today that touches on what you're talking about, Paul, and it's. It's really the question about, does America, do we have enough moral fiber to govern ourselves and to turn away people like Obama? And he makes the point here with Hillary. The title of Buchanan's article is Hillary morally unfit to be president? And I'm just going to go right to the end. I'm not even going to read the article to you. At first, I'm going to read you the final sentences of Pat Buchanan, and then we'll backfill into what caused him to say these things. But at the end, this is really Pat Buchanan is making some pretty earth-shattering statements lately. He says, "If knowing what we know of the congenital mendacity of Hillary Clinton, the nation chooses her as head of state and commander in chief." Then that will tell us something about the America of 2016. And then his final, listen to this sentence, and it will tell us something about the supposed superiority of democracy over other forms of government.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, folks, you gotta sit down and with a lemonade, cup of tea, and you gotta think for a while about what is Pat Buchanan actually saying in that sentence. These are the kind of things that somebody writes at the end of their life, someone who's lived a long life and thought about a lot and seen a lot. These are momentous statements from Pat Buchanan. Now let's go back to what led him to make those statements.
I hope you're wrong about the end of his life.
I mean he's when I say end of his life, I mean the golden years.
Yeah.
I won't say twilight. I'll say golden years.
That is powerful. I mean, is she morally fit?
Yeah. Does Hillary Clinton possess the integrity and honesty to be president of the United States, or are those quaint and irrelevant considerations in electing a head of state in 21st century America? These are the questions put on the table by the report from FBI Director James Comey on what his agents unearthed in their criminal investigation of the Clinton email scandal. Now, let me just interject right here, Paul. This is a great thing that Pat Buchanan did for us here. I haven't read anybody else who came up with this. Pat Buchanan has explained why James Comey did what he did. Why did James Comey, we'll have to read this to understand it, but what he's saying is this. James Comey realized that if he went ahead and forced a prosecution of Hillary Clinton, he would, in that single act, be deciding personally, by himself, he would be deciding the outcome of the 2016 election. That is, he would be killing the campaign of Hillary Clinton and electing Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And he made the call that that's not his to do. That he, James Comey, is not the person to decide who governs America. America is that person. And so what he did was, Buchanan, he's such a brilliant man. He said, why did James Comey give us all this detail? He did a very uncharacteristic thing. FBI directors do not go on television explaining in detail their cases. These things are secret, they're private, they are classified, they don't share their information. He shared the detail of the case against Hillary, and then he said, but we're not going to prosecute her. Now, that seems inconsistent until you get Buchanan's explanation. What Comey did is he put the case to the people of America. He said, Hillary's a crook. Hillary lied. She lied repeatedly. She was reckless with the security of your nation. Now, you, Americans, you decide what to do with her. I'm not going to make the decision as one man and be blamed for deciding the election. If Hillary's going to be defeated, it's you that have to do it. So I'm giving you the case. And he put this case, Paul, before the jury of 310 million Americans.
That's an interesting way to look at it. I'd like to think on that a bit, but what he said about Hillary is that she's outrageous, that she failed to take care of the mind the security as she was supposed to, failed entirely, and she's experienced. I mean, she's not somebody who just wandered in off the street. She's been around politics for, going back to Watergate. It was just damning.
Yes, Comey was very detailed in condemning Hillary Clinton. And so here's Buchanan's brilliant analysis. Nobody else got this. Everybody else has missed it. They've said, well, Comey's utterly corrupt. He's utterly a sleazebag. He's completely in the pocket of Obama, or they blackmailed him or threatened his life or something. I think Buchanan's got it right. Here's what he says. Still, a question arises as to Comey's motives in airing the findings of an FBI investigation. Normally, the Bureau passes on the evidence it has found, along with its recommendation to the Justice Department, and Justice decides whether to prosecute. Instead, Comey called a press conference, very uncharacteristic, documented the charge that Clinton was, quote, extremely careless, unquote, right, contradicted point by point the story she has told the public, then announced he was recommending against prosecution. What was behind this extraordinary performance? By urging no prosecution, but providing evidence for a verdict of criminal negligence in handling classified material, Comey was saying, I am not recommending prosecution because to do that would be to force Hillary Clinton out of the race and virtually decide the election of 2016, and that is not my decision. That is your decision. You, the American people, should decide, given all this evidence, if Clinton should be commander-in-chief. You decide if a public figure with a record of such recklessness and duplicity belongs in the White House. Comey was making the case against Clinton as the custodian of national security secrets while refusing to determine her fate by urging an indictment and instead leaving her future in our hands. And ultimately, writes Pat Buchanan, should not this decision rest with the people and not the FBI? And then he goes on to those final sentences. If knowing what we know of the congenital mendacity of Hillary Clinton, the nation chooses her as head of state and commander-in-chief, then that will tell us something about the America of 2016, and it will tell us something about the supposed superiority of democracy over other forms of government.
There was something Director Comey said in congressional hearings a day or two ago, and that was, if agents in the FBI acted as she had, so carelessly about security, they would be seriously reprimanded or fired. I think that's a little bit of a hint as to, and her responsibility is far greater.
Yes, and Buchanan addresses that. I wasn't able to read the whole column to you folks, but Buchanan addresses, great minds think alike, Paul. You're thinking right along Pat Buchanan's line of reasoning. Buchanan says, yes, Comey said, not only in the hearings, but he also said in his press conference, he said, He said, while recommending against prosecution, Comey added, quote, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequence. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, unquote. And then Buchanan writes, translation, were Clinton still the Secretary of State, and were such recklessness with secrets to be discovered, she could have been forced to resign and stripped of her security clearance forever. Now, the point being, see, she has not been Secretary of State for some time. She's no longer in that office, no longer has that server. But what Comey was saying, yes, just agreeing with you, Paul, that if she were Secretary of State right now, she'd be stripped of her job and of her security clearance. And the
that statement itself is extremely damning.
Yeah, and the so there you have it, folks. Is that Comey is saying, as Buchanan is saying, okay, America, you have a choice between this utter dirtball, sleazebag, catastrophe of Hillary Clinton and this noble, titanic figure, Donald Trump. And if you actually pick Hillary Clinton, Buchanan and Comey are both saying, wow, it may be worse than we think. And in that vein, you do have to reflect upon the fact that America has elected Barack Hussein Obama in 2008 and then amazingly re-elected him in 2012. And we make fun of Mitt Romney and also of John McCain as being, inept candidates and so on, et cetera. But, think about it. Mitt Romney, how could America pick Barack Hussein Obama over Mitt Romney or John McCain? Neither, I don't admire either man, but how could America actually vote for this guy Obama over either of those guys? And how could they vote for Obama after the catastrophe of Obama's first 4 years? With the first election, you could give them the excuse, well, they don't really know that this guy's a communist and that he's, make a whole list of other things. But by 2012, America knew what Obama was. And yet we reelected him. Not us, of course, not anybody listening to this show, but, the people who inhabit this territory with us. Paul, I'm a tremendous cheerleader and enthusiast and an optimist, and I would contrast my sort of style of thinking against others who are more pessimistic, but some might say more realistic. People like Paul Craig Roberts. If you read Paul Craig Roberts regularly, as I do, it can be pretty gloomy. And Pat Buchanan has sounded sort of a death knell note over America in the last few years, with books like Suicide of a Superpower and Death of the West. Will it turn out to be that the cheerleaders like myself are calling it right, or will it be the doomsayers like Paul Craig Roberts have it right? It's an open question, Paul.
Well, yes, let's not give in to doomsterism. I'm not saying Paul Craig Roberts might not be right, but I kind of think of the old adage. Pray like everything, as if everything depends on God, and act as if everything depends on you. Whether the chances are good or slim that we will prevail, I don't know. But I don't think we have a choice. It's our obligation as white people to fight this as best we can. I'm not commenting on Paul Craig Roberts, but there is a certain sort of person on our side of the fence that I think wallows in.
Oh, yeah. Paul Craig Roberts and Pat Buchanan are not like that. Of course, I know what you're talking about, Paul. Sorry about the music, folks, and the interruption for a break. We'll be right back with Tony in Chicago and Bill in Wisconsin right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Boy, I wish I could have. You know, one of my regrets in life is that I had two chances to hear Merle Haggard live. And I muffed both of them, thinking, you know, I'll get another chance later. And when Merle Haggard died, he was out there singing. He took a break from his scheduled tour, died April 6th, and on his birthday. But he was actually still performing just a month earlier. Anyway, we'll never get a chance to hear him again. The Paul, I'm going to go to a couple callers here. Let's see here, my top caller. Let me scroll up to my top caller here. It's Tony in Chicago. Tony, you're on the air.
Oh, Jamie, I get to the point when I woke up this morning. I don't know where I saw on the internet. I saw that the Google Corporation made a statement And it ends up, it was on their Twitter account about, you know, the events of the last few days. And then just to quote it, it says, all those like them whose lives have been cut short unfairly. And then it says the post said employees were devastated by the deaths and added that the company stands, quote, in solidarity with the fight for racial justice. Okay, huh. So the Google Corporation, headed by these two Russian New World Order Jews, I think we all know who they are. They're at the tip of the spear of the New World Order Jewish agenda. They're in solidarity with the fight for racial justice. Now, you can go to the Alex Jones site, obviously Infowar.com, and you will see something relatively shocking here. There's a story. Facebook headquarters puts up massive Black Lives Matters sign following Dallas shooting. You can go there and you see right in front of this, Jew Zuckerberg has his huge sign right in front of his corporate headquarters that he put up today. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Well, and Tony, let me put in a caveat here that I always want to insert in what we do. And that is that it's not a Jewish agenda. There are Jews. There are specific Jews like Zuckerberg and Jews like Bill Kristol and Charles Krauthammer. And they certainly have an agenda that's hostile to white America and to patriots. But what we, it's just in a kind of a careless shorthand, you know, if we just slop it all together, you know, that's Jewish. If that's a mistake, there are great.
I beg to differ with you, but go ahead.
No,
it's your show.
No,
go ahead. No, go.
No.
Go.
Michael Savage, a Jew, has been pounding the Patriot position for the Patriot position on borders and saving our nation from an immigration invasion. No one has been stronger than Michael Savage.
That's one of the few.
Well,
I'll give you that. Go ahead.
But there are, how many white radio hosts are there? Who you know? How many European white radio hosts are there who are taking the right course? You know, in the right. And so you say he's one of the few. Well, I'm one of the few. Only I don't have a giant show.
You're right.
And so, you know, is Michael Savage stronger on the borders than Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, but yes. The point I want to make.
Hang on. Is he stronger than Rush Limbaugh? A white guy?
No,
yes,
no
he
doubt
is.
About it. Rush Limbaugh is a total traitor. He's 100% new.
But here's what I want to do. And the reason I'm making this caveat, Tony, I've worked as, you know, the assistant and the editor for David Duke. And there's nobody, and, you know, I edit David's, I act as an editor for David, you know. No one is accusing Dr. Duke of being weak on attacking or criticizing, you know, Jews when they're wrong. And I'll come back to that when we come back to this break. I want to get this clear, Tony, so we, you know, so we can be clear. We'll be back right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. And Tony, I use this example to make my point that it's just using the word Jewish to describe the enemy camp is just it's too much shorthand. It becomes inaccurate. Dr. David Duke dedicated his magisterial book on what's wrong with Zionist Jewish power, entitled the book is called Jewish Supremacism. It's the best book on the subject out there. And he dedicated the book to Dr. Israel Shahak, a Jew, and who was a patriot and a very brave man. And David saluted him for being that. He dedicated the book on Jewish supremacism to Israel Shahak, an Israeli citizen who did magnificent work on researching what's wrong with people like Charles Krauthammer and Bill Kristol and the others who have, campaigned for open borders here and Zionist supremacism in Israel. So it's just a distinction that needs to be made. Otherwise, here's the problem we have, and that is we're trying, our audience, the people we're trying to persuade to save themselves are our fellow whites. Wake up, fellow whites. That was the title of David's previous book, My Awakening, is Wake Up to the Peril That We're In. And to be persuasive to our fellow whites, Tony, we need to sound to them that we're being fair and that we're being logical. And we've been stigmatized as being fringe or, you know, kooky. So we have to sound very fair. And when somebody is like Israel Shahak is a solid patriot and Michael Savage is a solid patriot, we need to say that. Anyway, what do you think of what I'm saying? Does it make sense?
Let me just make a point. Look, I understand. Yeah. I know who you are. I have nothing but good things to say about you, Jamie, especially putting that white boy that you hit on the earth in your older age and you're active. You're a great guy. But the bottom line is I think people are taking the events of the are not taking the events of the last couple of days serious enough. And it's quite obvious to me, and this is why I call the point I want to make, is that New World Order corporate Jewry is in cahoots with the illegal Obama administration, in fomenting mass race war against white America before this election, okay? And this is the opening salvo of this, and I don't think people are taking this seriously enough, okay, what has come down the last couple days, okay? And that's the point I'm trying to make. All the signs are there. They're sticking it right in our face, okay? And if it means a communist revolution, which we are in, we're in a New World Order anti-white, I'm sorry, Jew communist revolution in this country. It's obvious to me. It's all out there in front of your face. And I know you want to tone it down, but after this,
Tony,
they're after our butts, man. Tony, this is coming down, man.
Tony, I'll use a strong word that I like. It's characterizing something as Jew, that is a Jew deal. I'll give you a strong word that is more accurate. Anti-white. This is an anti-white movement.
That. And the people, anti-white. And like I said, people need to take what's going on. This is the beginning of this. You're going to see more. You're in a good place. You're in a nice, safe place where you live.
Well, I wish that were true. But Tony, it's an anti-white campaign that's going on against us. And
yeah, but by Jews. I'm sorry, they're out to get us, Jamie.
No, there are 50 million.
You know that, Jamie.
Tony, you're not hearing me. Of course I think Charles Krauthammer hates us.
Most of them. I'm sorry. Most of their group, the majority of them, religious and political and corporate, and they're not even hiding it anymore.
Well, but
there's a few of them that are on our side. But no, the vast majority, over 80%, 85% of them. I'm sorry, that's the way I feel.
Well, we need Tony, how many Africans love us? How many black Africans love us, okay? How many?
It seems, I don't know. I'm going to tell you the situation on the ground here, and I wish John would have, said something about the situation in the ground in Austin, Texas. You know, did he feel tension out there? Okay.
Let me just rephrase my point here, okay? Because we're brothers, okay? And we're on the same team.
I know
you
we are.
And you and I have to be, if we are to grow our group, we have to be persuasive with tens, scores of millions of white folks.
I totally understand your point, but the point I'm making is it could be too late because it's coming down on us now. You get my point? But I understand your point. I totally understand you.
You're
trying to get people to vote for Trump. I understand the whole thing, but I think at this point the time, it's over with. This is coming down right now. That's why I called. And it's right there, right in front of Facebook headquarters, Black Lives Matter, Google, start blaring it in our faces.
Yes.
That
okay,
Whitey
Tony.
Is
Tony,
get it.
Yes, Tony. It is happening right now, and that's why we're pushing back. And thank you.
Right.
Thank you, my friend. All right, let's go to another caller. Let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, that was some interesting dialogue. I heard Michael Savage once talk about the Bolshevik Revolution. And he called it a group of white liberals. So that's all I want to say on that. Now, I called the FBI headquarters in Washington today, and there's a number of lines that you get, all right? And one time, they said you can hit this button if you have public corruption or a complaint or something like that. I hit the wrong button. And I got a guy, I said, I'm sorry, can you get me back to the other button? I want to talk about a complaint. And he said, we don't have any lines that listen to complaints. I said, yes, you do. I said, that's what the recording said. So I hung up, dialed again. All right, this time I hit the right button, got a lady, and I told her I want to talk about public corruption. I have a complaint about it. I said, we have the head of the FBI, Mr. Comey, setting up a dual system of laws.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. Country. Let me ask you this. Did you hear what I did? You, yeah, but
one
Bill,
for the rest of us,
I know. That's the usual.
I'm not done talking.
I know, but we don't have enough time to.
Yeah, Bill, we don't have enough time. Now, last night, I tried to bring up about these shootings be a diversion.
Yes.
And you didn't want to talk about that, but yet you and Paul talked about it for a good 10, 15 minutes. Not as a diversion, but, you know, you choose what you want. Good day.
Well, no, Bill.
Thank you.
No. Well, sorry, Bill. I hate to lose Bill's call.
I'm sorry. Can you get me back
yeah,
to the other button? I want to talk about a complaint.
Yeah, we have to get to this.
We don't have any
feedback there.
Lines that listen to complaints. I said, yes, you do.
Yeah, engineer? Yeah, engineer's got to pull that. There's a feedback loop there. The, you know, Paul, we've had a couple of days here of some folks are just a little bit sour. And, you know, they're great friends of ours and they're, you know, good people. But if you're Bill, you know, when you talk about the shootings as a diversion, you know, that it was like a black flag operation and so on, you know, that's purely speculative. And the same thing applies to the point I was making to Tony in Chicago. Let's just talk about let's try to be persuasive to our kinsmen. Let's talk about things that are obviously true. There is an anti-white agenda everywhere. And the white race is, we are hunted people now. You know,
because people could see that last night. Poor as that guy's video was, I mean, he was shooting with a cell phone from several stories up. But you could see that policeman being stalked, being shot, and then this person. I get now we know he's a Negro white hater standing over him and pumping some more bullets into him. Now people see that. That's where they're at, and there's a. I used to take seminars from. I don't know if you know the guy Brian Tracy. He's a sort of a sales self improvement type of guy. But I've taken a number of seminars on communications, and you know, you're what you say is perfectly right on and sensible. It's hard to persuade people. It's hard to take people and make them go 180 degrees. You've got to start off with. With the knowledge people think they have, and then help them either with new knowledge or to reorganize the knowledge they have. Now, that's our task. If you try to move them too fast, see, I think that your caller, I think it was Tony from Chicago, he's saying, you know, that 85% of Jews are our enemies. Well, frankly, I mean, I don't know how you categorize it. I would say that there certainly is the Jewish supremacists are certainly our mortal enemies and want the destruction of the European people. Is every Jew one of those? No, absolutely not. And you pointed out Israel Shahak. I don't think that we use our time effectively trying to quibble over whether it's 85% or 60% or whatever. I think we've got to get on with it exactly as you're suggesting. We've got to persuade more of our own people that we are on the edge of a race war. And it's being waged against us. It's not blacks who are being hunted down. It's white people.
Yes. And also, Tony in Chicago, when you go to percentages, what percentage of, Mexican invaders of America love us white folks? Really? Do you think it's not many. Or Africans who get into the United States and who are invading this country.
Jamie, do you know a guy named Derbyshire?
John Derbyshire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
He speaks Cantonese. He speaks Mandarin, and he did something a few years ago, I believe, for VDare, which is a great website. You ought to look at VDare, folks, if you haven't. It's Peter Brimlow's, immigration reform website. But Derbyshire monitor some of these, I guess you'd call them chat forums. These are Chinese living in the United States. And they're most of the dialogues in Mandarin. And the hatred for the United States, the contempt for Americans.
Yeah, and specifically for white people.
For white people. It's not contempt for blacks or Hispanics, although they have a low opinion of blacks too. But we think other races love us. When we conducted ourselves like real men, other races feared us and looked up to us. Yeah, a lot of Indians in India look up to us. You can't find a more British person than an Anglo-Indian. He's more British than the British. But when we conducted ourselves like real Europeans, we had respect. When they see this collection of fumbling, degenerate clowns, like Canada's prime minister and the American president, when one of the biggest things is elevating the transgendered and washrooms for the transgendered, I can imagine the military men in Peking splitting their guts laughing. So this is our opposition. We outnumber those idiots.
And here's
one, population-wise, we will soon begin to be having the same technology thanks to people like Clinton who gave it to us, and this is their leadership? Come on!
Yeah, and putting it all in a, tying it all together, Tony and all and others, Bill in Wisconsin, how can we be surprised that other ethnic groups are hostile to us? This is a fact of nature. You know, other ethnic groups are hostile to each other in all of nature, whether it's squirrels or deer or foxes or snakes. Life is a competition for territory and breeding and food. And it's tooth and claw. It's not a friendly competition. So these are all ethnic groups are hostile to us. We don't have people that love us or are friendly to us and so on. And the Jewish ethnic group is like all those others, not remarkable or different. They're remarkable and different in that the power that they have, the disproportionate power, the incredible heights that they've captured, and that makes them very special, very especially dangerous. But the hopeful point is this, and Paul alludes to it. When we were men, we weren't victims of these other racial groups. We held our own territory. We were proud of ourselves, and we batted aside anybody who wanted to take our territory or take our women or destroy us. And that's exactly what we can do with, it's really what the Trump phenomenon is all about, is that the white folks in America are waking up to the mortal peril that they're in, and they're saying, you know what, we're going to fight back. And we're going to fight all of these ethnic groups, not just the Jewish supremacists, not just the La Raza Mexicans, not the Black Lives Matter, ANC, communist, clenched fist people. We're going to fight all of them. And the Chinese espionage rings, that Donald Trump has talked about that are just ravaging our former technological security. We're going to fight all. We're going to fight for ourselves. As Merle Haggard says, if you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. So we're going to hump and get it.
And it's time to take America back, as the Hag says in that song, America First.
Yeah, and we don't, it isn't going to do us much good to like get all worked up and in a froth about this or that particular group that must be the reason for our undoing. What's important is what's going to save us, which is just us. We will save ourselves.
Exactly. We've got to save ourselves, and we've got to persuade a certain percentage of other European Americans to get on board and to vote for Donald Trump. If he can do a little better with white Americans than Mitt Romney did, he doesn't have to worry that a large number of blacks will be against him. More power to Black Lives Matter. I think they are so demented in their selfishness, and they're now threatening to try to disrupt the conventions, and I suspect primarily the Democratic convention, unless Hillary prostitutes herself even more to them. And it may not be enough. In Toronto, we our own black, you know, it's one of these incidents, Jamie, you don't know who to cheer for. Black Lives Matter people were invited as special guests to the Gay Pride Parade last Sunday in Toronto. And partway through the parade, they sat down, blocked the parade, and wouldn't get off their big rear ends until the head of the homosexual outfit signed, agreed to a list of 9 demands.
Yes, part of the good news, Paul, is that some of our enemies are pretty dumb.
Oh, and now they're saying, well, we're no longer going to concentrate on the Toronto police. We're going to concentrate on the disrespect for blacks among the LGBTQ XYZ community. It's
you got to love it. You got to love it. We'll be right back, folks, with more right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There we are, folks. Back with that music that Bill in Wisconsin loves so much. And Bill, I here in North Dakota love you so much. And all the folks that I get into a little bit of a tussle with on the air, this is, you know, we're kinsmen. We're friends. We're comrades. And that's the point I'm trying to make. folks, is that the way we're going to sell this message to our kinsmen is that it's a message of love, that we really love our own people. And
Jamie, it's a message of hope. You know, it's not just not just reveling in how bad things are. Yes, it's important to know how bad things are and to be aware of it. But I think it probably told you the story years ago. I would speak fairly often in near Niagara Falls, Ontario, which is just across the border from Buffalo and Niagara Falls, New York. And I would get several members of the John Birch Society from Buffalo who'd come up, and no matter what the topic was. You know, if I saw, this is back in the 80s, if I said something good about President Reagan, they would kind of mournfully tell me at the break, well, you know, Ronald Reagan's a communist. I said, yeah. I'm like, oh, really? I mean, if everybody in power is a communist, then what are we doing out of jail? I mean, if they won completely, we'd all be in jail. You know, sometimes I think people kind of get off on being gloomy and by telling each other how bad things are. Yes, they're bad, but there are things we can do to make them better. And once people lose, people can be so discouraged, they then end up just saying, oh, well, what's the use?
And let me just rush through some good news and some hopeful stuff, folks. Donald Trump's speech at the Poinciana Ballroom at the DoubleTree in Miami was postponed today because of the events in Dallas, I'm sure. That's been postponed to July 12th, so we'll have that to report to you later. His next appearance on the schedule is July 11th. He's going to be making a speech in Virginia Beach, Virginia. More good news. The polls. The polls out today from the Rasmussen poll shows Donald Trump beating Hillary Clinton by 2 percentage points, 40 to 38, with Gary Johnson getting 9 percentage points.
Do you believe that?
Well, you know, the Rasmussen poll is the one that has the highest credibility with me. So it's showing Trump ahead. Their poll yesterday, in just a straight two-way race, Clinton versus Trump. Trump, again, beating Clinton by 2 percentage points. So that's some more good news. Now, we've just got seconds to go in the show, folks, and I've got to apologize to Mark in Georgia and Rob in New Jersey. If you guys can just keep it to a couple seconds, I'm going to give the microphone to you. Let's start with Rob in New Jersey. Rob, you're on the air.
Hi, Jamie. I want to just point out that in both cases of those shootings, it was each victim allegedly had a license to carry. In the other video where she recorded it to go viral on the internet, I'm just stunned that she didn't call 911. What if she's so busy recording this?
Yeah, that is bizarre. That woman and all of that video, Rob, you're right, is truly bizarre. We've run out of time, folks, and thank you. We've had some pretty substantial discussion here tonight. I loved what Pat Buchanan realized in his column. Paul, thank you for your contribution. We'll see everybody on Sunday. On Sunday from 3 to 5 with the American Freedom Party Report, which may be a 3-hour show. So we'll see you then Sunday. Thanks, everybody, for being with us.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.